Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 13th of July. Prep tip today, if you want to learn how to not get cancer, read the book World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, the title of the book is World Without Cancer. I've been following the recommendations for more than 20 years. My wife did not, and she's dead from cancer. And if you want to be alive and not get cancer, then read the book, follow the recommendations. No, don't send me an email. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to need to get the book and read it. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. And this is Farmers Monday. It is Farmers Monday. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Tell us about the next upcoming training event, Sam, if you would, please.
Yes, we have on Tuesday, the 21st of July, we have a basic handgun course. So if you've not had handgun training before, or even if you've had a little bit of handgun training, this is a one-day class where we will fix all of the nagging little issues with your handgun shooting and give you the basic skills that you need to draw and defend yourself and to engage multiple targets. So that's Tuesday, the 21st of July. On the 22nd and the 23rd of July, we have our basic tactical carbine course. It's a two-day course. On the 22nd and 23rd, we're almost full. I think we only have 2 slots left in that class, as well as the handgun class. I think we're down to 2 openings left. But on the 22nd and 23rd of July, we have a 2-day tactical carbine course. This is the entry-level course. This is where you get all your fundamentals in. You learn about the gun. You learn about shooting at different levels. We talk a little bit about the use of cover. We learn how to shoot multiple targets. We learn how to reload the gun quickly and keep the gun in the fight. And that's on the 22nd and the 23rd. Then on the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th of July, we have what's called an enhanced carbine course. This is the urban vehicle tactical course. You learn extensively how to use cover. You learn how to deal with an ambush while you're driving around in your car or your pickup truck. You learn how to shoot through glass and how your bullets deflect. You learn how to bail out with a friend and how to work as a team to escape a group of protesters attacking your car. Assuming your car's been disabled or you're jammed up in a giant traffic jam and you've got to move, you've got to get out, your car's being attacked, we teach you how to do that. Very applicable in today's society, particularly if you live in the suburbs or a large city. That's the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th of July. We have only two openings left in that class. So if you want the last two spots in that class, give us a call. But you have to have the basic handgun course and the basic tactical carbine course to get into the enhanced urban vehicle tactical course. So make sure that you give me a call and get your money in quickly if you want in this class, because I suspect it'll fill up by Wednesday.
Well, Sam, I got a follow-up. One of our listeners, he's probably listening right now, he lives in Metro Joliet, Illinois area. And about 3 days ago, he was going to make a quick trip to Walgreens and Aldi's. And he thought, well, I'm just going to Walgreens. I don't need my handgun. Next thing he knows, he's in the middle of a Black Lives Matter protest with the police shutting down roadways, the Black Lives Matter people blocking roads and doing the things that they do. And, of course, he immediately regretted not leaving home with his firearm. Point being, this can happen anywhere, anytime, can't it, Sam?
Oh, it's unbelievable what's going on in this country right now, and it's not going to get better. You know, that's the thing that's hard for people to realize, is when we get close to election time or just after the election, it's going to very quickly get much, much worse. And if you don't have the training, if you don't know what the immediate action steps are to save your life in these situations, you have almost no chance to survive.
Absolutely. And the courses that you just mentioned, they're all listed at your Freedom Center USA Facebook page?
They are on the Facebook page.
Outstanding. So people can go there, Freedom Center USA Facebook page, read up on the classes, and then give Sam a call to sign up for the classes. And once there's limited attendance. You can't just take hundreds of people. There's limited attendance, isn't there?
Well, we're different than a lot of other training facilities. If you go to, well, I don't want to name names because some of them sponsor RBN, but if you go to these other training academies, you could have 20 to 30 people in a class. We limit these classes. Our tactical pistol and carbine courses are limited to 12 or fewer, and we usually have three instructors. And we want a 2-to-1 ratio on the firing line. So if you've got 12 people in a class, we have six people shooting while six people are loading magazines. And we have three instructors. So every instructor has two students that they're watching, and only two students. You go to some of these other training places, you'll have lower grade instructors spread out through the firing line, three or four people trying to keep track of five students at one time. And in our training, we close the loop. Okay, we watch what you're doing, and we give you immediate feedback. And the use of cover, I think, is probably the best example. A lot of places you go and train, and they'll teach you how to use cover. They'll demonstrate positions from behind a vehicle or behind a barricade or anything like that. And then they'll let you try it a couple of times, and then they'll get the next student up there and let him try, and then the next student. They might mention one thing to you. When we teach you how to use cover, we're photographing you from where the target is you're trying to shoot. We're showing you on video exactly what your opponent sees. And then we correct your position so you're not exposing your foot, your knee, your thigh, your femoral artery, your arm, your brachial artery, your elbow, your shoulder. All we want the enemy to see is the barrel. and your optics, and maybe the right corner of your dominant eye of your head, the right corner of your head that has your dominant eye, and that's all they get. We don't give them our shoulder, our elbow, our brachial artery. There's no reason to expose yourself from behind cover. You can be trained to effectively shoot from behind cover, standing, kneeling, or prone, with only exposing a very, very small part of yourself. And it's really important that you learn how to use cover properly. And frankly, I've never seen any place teach using cover like we teach it here. And when you leave here, you know how to win a firefight.
Well said. Well said. Our next, let's see. I think our next caller is Dan in Michigan. Morning, Dan.
Morning. I got a question. I reload for my guns, and I'm having trouble. I have a pistol. It's an old Russian gun. It's a 7.62 by 25 Tokarov. Where could I get some good reloading data for that?
You know, I've never seen that cartridge in a reloading book. Have you looked at the website for Hodgson Powders to see if they have any data?
Check Hodgkin's powder. That's.
Let me. They have the largest. They have the largest database. Hold on a second. I can get on my computer.
Okay.
That's a good suggestion. I like that. That's a place to start.
Let me. They've got the largest database of anything. Now hold on a second. Don't disappear on me here. I'm just about there.
Okay.
I'm just about on their software here. So. Now, this is a pistol cartridge, right?
Yeah, give me the CZ-52.
Okay, give me the cartridge again.
7.62 by 25 Tokarov.
7.62 by 25 Tokarov. Yeah, I don't see it in Hodgson's database. That's going to be some serious internet searching for you. What weight bullet are you shooting?
I'd like to do 100 to 110.
100 to 110, okay. And do you know what your powder capacity is on your case?
No, I don't.
So why don't you do this? Why don't you fill a case up to the rim, to the case mouth, till it's totally full, and, you know, where you couldn't even fit a bullet in the neck if you wanted to. Just fill it up. And call us back and tell us how many grains of powder you can fit in the case, and then I'll give you a powder recommendation.
Well, Sam, would it be possible to pull a bullet from a high quality factory load and weigh that?
No, I want to know. I want to know what the powder capacity is, because a lot of time they use powders that are too fast in factory ammo, so they don't have to load as much on it. They save on powder costs.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Okay, yeah, very good. I know the Lee Reloading Manual had a couple of powders listed, but they were, I think, Alliant, which is not a very common powder.
Well, like I said, fill a case up to the top, weigh that powder, tell us how many grains it is, and give us a call back.
Okay, I'll catch you next week on that one. I got one more question today.
Sure,
Dan. I like to cast bullets, too, for my pistols. And what's a good sizing eye type? I got the Lees, and they don't work so good.
Are you talking about a proofing ring for your bullets? Are you talking about a loading die?
I'm talking about a sight eye for the cast bullets.
He keeps breaking up, John. Can you repeat what he said?
Some kind of die for the cast bullets. What kind of die for the cast bullets, Dan?
Sizing.
Sizing
where
gun.
You lube and size in the same operation.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the casting tooling, so I can't really help you on that.
Okay.
One.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Dan, thank you.
Yep.
Our next caller is James in Pennsylvania. Good morning, James.
Good morning, John. Thanks for taking my call. Sam, I had a couple questions if I could. One is, if you're using a piston kit like the Adams Arms, do you have to be concerned about having an anti-tilt buffer tube or something of that nature with that?
No, not really. The coatings on everything are so hard and slick now that you're really not going to get any significant wear from carrier tilt.
Okay. Alrighty, very good. And my other question was related to, I guess it's kind of an ongoing debate, but magazine springs. I had an ASC 7.62x39 AR-15 mags, and I had left them loaded for an extended period of time. It might have been like 6 months. And after that, they didn't want to feed right. And then I had used some Seed Products magazines. I think now they're called Duramag. Same caliber, and those were a number of months I left that in there, and those fed fine as well. So as far as like storing your magazines, is there a standard to go by, or is it kind of dependent on the quality of the mag as to whether you can let ammo in there for an extended period of time?
Well, there's a couple of things that help. So going to Wolf Springs and getting a high quality silicon spring steel on your spring and getting a 5 to 10% overpowered spring will generally help. If you have an AR mag, then you can get a flat wire spring and it'll work way better, and super high quality steel on the flat wire springs. But generally, with a large capacity magazine, you want to load your mag till there's about enough room for four more rounds and then stop. Don't fill it up quite all the way. Okay. And that way your spring is less likely to take a set. But you've got to start with a high quality spring. You can call Wolf and talk to them about the various applications you have. They probably have something for you. If you've got AR mags, then we always use the flat wire springs because of the pressure gradient. As you compress the spring, it operates the mag in a much better way.
Okay. Alrighty, very good. I appreciate your help.
Okay. Thank you for the call, James.
Thank you.
Well, we're solving people's questions and helping people out here a lot, aren't we, Sam?
Well, we sure try. You know, that the gentleman that just called is very wise to be checking his mags. Everyone in the country at this point in time should be checking mags for proper operation. They should be clean. The springs should be new. Yeah, I mean, people, you better start getting ready, and you better make sure the magazines that you have designated for a particular gun work in that specific gun. That's something that we do, is we assign mags to a particular gun, and we put the serial number of the gun or the identifying marks on the magazine for what gun that magazine has been proven to work in. And that's a really smart thing to do before you go out and get into any kind of a conflict.
Absolutely. And a reminder for men and women who own semi-automatic pistols and rifles, with a few exceptions, all semi-automatics all the time are ammunition sensitive. Just because it costs a lot of money doesn't mean that ammunition will cycle properly through that semi-automatic, does it?
No, your pressure of your ammo has to match the spring and the gas system of your semi-auto, depending on if it's recoil or gas operated or piston operated. The pressure of your ammo has to match whatever spring or spring and gas system combination that you have in that weapon system. If it doesn't, you won't get reliable cycling. And like a lot of times, if the spring's too stiff, sometimes the slide will cycle far enough to pick up the next round, sometimes it won't. When the gun gets dirty, then it won't do it on a majority of the cases. And so when you're testing your ammo and testing your system, you want to test it with a dirty gun, not a perfectly clean and lubed gun.
There you go. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, and his Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. And the telephone number down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. And our next caller is Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen, John, Sam. I was wondering, have you gentlemen heard about the case here in Orlando where the homeowner shot three intruders into his house, or in his house, and he shot all three with a Glock 19, I guess, in the Glock, two of them, kicked off right away, but I think one of them's in the hospital. I don't know if he passed away yet or not, but I supposedly the Glock had jammed or something, so he went ran it. This guy was a gun collector, and these three little thugs were trying to break into, they broke into his house. I guess they were trying to steal his guns, and then he had to run back, and he, I guess the report is he got a rifle. You heard about that?
No.
I have heard about it, but I heard two guys died and the third guy lived, but I guess he's still in the hospital. So what else can you tell us about it?
Well, supposedly the homeowner was a big gun collector, and these guys were picking on a homeowner that had plenty of guns in his house, and I guess they were going to rob him at, I believe it was at 1 o'clock in the morning, and he was playing video games, and he heard a noise. And he heard a plate break, so he ran, grabbed his Glock, and then they were right there in his house, and they were all they looked like all Afro Americans, and he opened fire, and he just let them have it. And but I guess the Glock jammed, and the report is, and so he ran to get a rifle. So I didn't quite understand that. He's got all these other, you know, handguns. I don't understand why he'd go get a rifle, but that was in the story, so I thought that was kind of strange. But yeah, one of the guys is in the hospital still. I don't know if he passed away or whatever, but they broke into his home, and he had plenty of ammo, and he had plenty of you know, plenty of guns, so he opened fire on him right outside of Orlando.
Well, we had a good outcome there. Right.
Yeah, I just want to also say that it seems like here in Florida that ammo now is becoming a new toilet paper, because ammo is like toilet paper.
That's not just Florida, Thomas. That's nationwide. Well,
that's nationwide. That's correct. That's nationwide. There's no doubt about that. Right. And there's one more thing I want to ask. You know, Sean Hannity, about a month ago, had a tear gas gun that's getting popular now. I believe he said it's accurate up to 75 feet. I'd like to know, if you get hit by one of those balls and the tear gas hits you, you fall down right immediately and like smack your head against the asphalt or wherever you're at, or you just like you have a few seconds to lay down and just, you know, capitulate yourself, I guess. I how does that work? Did you see that gun that Hannity had showed on his newscast? Tear gas?
I didn't see that. Was it a 40 millimeter or what was it? Do you know?
What, it holds eight round balls. It holds a magazine of eight, and they're like little balls. I guess they're like half inch or something. When they hit the target, and they disperse.
Oh, it's like one of the paintball guns. They shoot yeah. Pepper, powder, and stuff.
Right, that's what it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah. It sounds
I don't think they're a tear gas. I think it has the pepper that's used in some of the OC sprays and stuff. But I think it's a powder, isn't it, that's inside the ball, and they shoot, and it breaks on the person, and then disperses the agent all over them?
Yes, that's correct. That's what it is, I'm pretty sure. But I'm just wondering, I'm sure you're going to those things are going to get more accurate as time goes on, and they'll probably have longer range. So I think that it would be a good idea for all police departments to carry those and arm their officers with those, because that way you don't have all these lawsuits and all that. But, you know, make it, I mean, unless it's got to be a lethal situation, but I think that would be the future of armaments for the police officers, have these like pepper ball guns, and, you know, make them very, you know, where they just knock you out quick, you know, no nonsense. But we'll see how.
Well, we probably don't have time to talk about it before the break, but after the break, well, let's talk a little bit about less than lethal strategies, because it's important that we understand where that makes sense and where it doesn't make sense, because that stuff can get you killed just as easily as it can help you defend yourself.
All right. And less lethal technology applies more to the police than it does civilians in terms of the law also. After we got a break coming up here in less than a minute, and we can discuss this in more detail after the break, and get into the technology and the law both, which both need to be discussed. And go to here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. This time I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. We're getting new additions to the COVID-19 section pretty much every day. A lot of good facts backed up by hard scientific evidence about what's really going on with the Chinese flu. Also, my website, if you have some sleep issues, if you have issues with pain, arthritis pain, you need an energy clearing. It'll help both. You'll sleep better, and your arthritis pain will be mitigated. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. So you can place your order right there, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Sam Andrews. The question has come up with lethal versus non-lethal weapons, and I'll begin the discussion with what the law requires, and this may help the discussion move along. The law requires police officers to use less lethal force if they can, if they have that ability to do so. Civilians do not have that requirement. There's no requirement that civilians have at hand non-lethal weapons. They only need to have their pistol, their rifle, their shotgun. There's no requirement that they use non-lethal technology when their life is at risk. Police officers do have that burden, and it's something to deal with. And Sam, pick up the ball and run with it from there.
Okay, so let's talk about the misnomers first. So a lot of times you will hear people refer to the paintballs, the sock rounds, the pepper spray, the tasers, all of these things as less than lethal. The problem is with the word than. All of these things can kill someone, just about. So it's not less than lethal. It's actually less lethal than a firearm. It's not lethal, if you understand what I'm saying. And that's an important distinction to make, because if you shoot someone with a CTS sock round in the temple, you can kill them. If you shoot them in the chest, right on the sternum, and compress the heart, you can stop their heart and kill them. Okay, that's the first thing you need to understand is this technology. You tase somebody with a pacemaker or heart issues or that's on drugs, you can kill them. So it's not that this technology is less than lethal. It's that it's less lethal than a gun. It's less likely to kill them. You can still kill them with this technology. Now, the second thing you need to understand is not for civilians. Because one of the major rules when we train law enforcement on less lethal technology, one of the main rules is that you only deploy that when you have lethal cover. In other words, you have another officer that has a lethal weapon. So let's take the scenario that's very common. You have a mental health patient or a drug addict with an edged weapon like a knife or a sword, something he's going to poke you or stab you with. This is a classic case for law enforcement to use less lethal to get this guy back to the rubber room where he belongs. So what you'll do is you'll take out a shotgun that is marked for less lethal ammo only, and you'll shoot him in the quads, in the thighs, with a CTS sock round, and the pain will generally drop a guy like that to the ground after two shots. Now here's the problem. If the guy's on PCP or he's numb and he doesn't feel the impacts of the rounds and it has no effect on him and he charges you with a knife, he's going to stab you, which is why police officers don't deploy less lethal technology unless they have an officer standing there with a lethal weapon that can shut a guy down. And so as you look at these less than lethal strategies like pepper spray and some of these other things, you have to understand that it's a bad idea. you don't have a partner generally there that's trained to back you up properly and to take the proper angle and to position himself based on your position and the position of the perp. And you haven't done this in and around vehicles and in and around doorways and inside and outside. And if you haven't had this training, less lethal technology is a no-go. It's a non-starter for a civilian. What you need is a good rifle and a good pistol to fight your way to that rifle in case more than one person breaks into your home.
Okay, Tom.
You got it.
I think we answered your question pretty thoroughly there, didn't we?
Good explanation there. Yes. One more thing. Can I say one more thing there, John?
Sure.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
I think the military is working on, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, or you, I'm sure you are. They have sound devices they're using now that can drop somebody down quick. Have you heard about that? The new sound wave devices they're coming out with?
Oh, yeah. They have microwave devices they can cook you with. They have sound devices that make your ears so uncomfortable you want to leave the area. They have all right. kinds of technology that the average civilian is just not aware of.
Well, I believe they're going to... They're going to make those miniatures, those little sound devices, and they're probably that's going to be the future for the police in this country to have these sound wave devices where they can, if somebody's being violent or something, they can just wave like a some kind of device, like a science fiction type deal, and just boom, you're going right to the ground. That's it. You're paralyzed. I believe that's going to be the future.
The problem with all of this technology is that police tend to deploy these things when there are civil protests going on. Well, we have a First Amendment right to protest. And so you have to ask yourself the question, if you have 3,000 legitimate protesters complaining about government corruption or government misdeeds, and you have two guys throwing water bottles at the police, do the police have the right to attack everyone with sound weapons or to tear gas everyone? I say they don't. I say they got to go get the guy that threw the water bottle. But, you know, this is an ongoing argument in this country.
Yes. Yes, sir. Anyway, there was one more thing I want to ask, and I got to let you go. You ever seen a movie, The Eraser? Was that kind of remember that movie Arnold made with Vanessa Williams,
yes.
Eraser? That was a strange movie. Did you ever see that movie?
John, you're the movie expert. Talk to me about Eraser.
I have to admit I've not seen the film Eraser.
I don't watch Hollywood films. I haven't for decades. It's just not something I'm interested in.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying the technology when that movie was made like 20 years ago, that was kind of a fascinating type of movie, actually, in some ways. But it's something that's come to fruition, so I don't know.
Well, a lot of the things that you find in movies from a technology standpoint actually come from the bigwigs in Hollywood, knowing scientists and knowing guys in the research and development area. And movies often foreshadow what's coming or what already exists from a technology standpoint.
That's correct. Yes, sir. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Tom, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Edward in Kansas. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
John, I met you several years ago. You were in Kansas at an Abilene Prepper Fair, so I met you several years ago, and I've continued to follow you on the radio, so I really enjoy your broadcasts. Question I've got is for Sam and your training courses, like when you were talking about the 3 or 4 day one, is there an age restriction on that, meaning... my wife would like to attend, but she's in her 70s, you know, still young and spry and everything, and I didn't know if that's something you're able to work with.
We're absolutely able to work with her on the basic handgun class and the basic carbine class. You would have to be an Olympic-level athlete at the age of 70 to get into our advanced courses and be able to wear full kit and get on and off the ground as many times as you have to in a day. It's a lot to ask for a well-trained Marine. So, you know, it depends on what level of class. If you're just talking about the basic courses, absolutely. We work with people in wheelchairs. We work with people that are 80 years old. We even have nine and 10-year-olds occasionally in classes, and they do just fine.
Well, I guess the purpose behind my question is we live near Wichita, Kansas, and the Black Lives Matter and other groups are migrating that way. And we're just concerned that if we get into some, you know, bad situation that we're not intending to get into, you know, like you described earlier, can one of your basic courses help us handle that?
You betcha. We're actually training people. So when we go through our basic courses, we're teaching all of the safety fundamentals, the marksmanship fundamentals, the grip, the stance, the standing, the kneeling, the prone positions, using cover, changing levels, shooting through glass, all of these things. But it all gets tied into a culminating scenario at the end of the class where you get evaluated. And that culminating scenario we make as real world as possible. So, for example, like our ladies only pistol class, our beginning class for women, for women only, that whole class culminates into a scenario where the woman is pushing a shopping cart from a store to her vehicle. And we have people hidden in other vehicles that are going to aggress her. She doesn't know what vehicle they're going to come from. And she has to pull her pistol and deal with the threat and move her feet. And so we're looking at decision-making, situational awareness, footwork, the speed at which she recognizes a threat and draws her weapon, and then what choices she makes for cover and to place a car or a vehicle between her and the threat. And then how she works her way back to the store and what her vocal commands are to draw attention to herself. And so that whole class, everything you learn that day, culminates into the last hour where we go through this final scenario that's very, very real world. And every class is like that. All of the skills that you work on in the class culminate into a scenario that's very tense, high pressure, where you try to put everything we've taught you in the class together. So it's absolutely invaluable to get this kind of training and to be put under that kind of pressure before you get in a real scenario where your life is on the line.
Wonderful. I assume you'll have more of these classes down the road, you know, in the next couple of months.
Well, the issue with us is we have a training rotation. So we start with the basic classes, the handgun and the carbine, and then we go to the enhanced level class, and then we go to two levels of advanced classes, and then we go to a night combat course, which is the highest level of training you can get. And you learn how to fight at night with a group of people and how to defend your home and your neighborhood in the dark. There's a number of levels you can progress through, but you need to have a basic handgun course and a basic tactical carbine course before, as prerequisites, before we can put you in any of the enhanced classes or any of the advanced training.
Wonderful. I will keep an eye out on your Facebook page, and I will either myself and her or her will try and get on there.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks for the call, Edward. Well, people are waking up to the need to be trained, Sam, incrementally. And it's important they do so. We don't know how much time we've got. It's less than 4 months to the first Tuesday in November. It doesn't matter the outcome of the election. There will be violence following that election, whether the president wins or does not win. That seems to be almost certainty, with increased violence, of course, between now and then also. Right, sir?
It's absolutely the truth, John. You know, we at the Freedom Center, we go through a training rotation. It takes about 3.5 months to get people through the progression of courses that we have. And so if you don't take the basic handgun and carbine courses in July or August, there's not enough time by the end of the year to get you through the advanced classes. Most people can't afford to come down to the Freedom Center and train for a month solid. So what they do is they come down on the weekend or they take a couple days off during the week and they take a class, then they come back 3 weeks later, 2 to 3, 4 weeks later, and they take the next level class, and then they come back another 2 or 3 weeks later. You know, we understand people can't train every weekend or all week long for 3 or 4 weeks in a row. So we offer these classes, try and keep the bulk of the days on the weekend, and we do our basic classes during the week occasionally. We do them on the weekend occasionally. But you have to get through these basic classes to get into the advanced material.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return.
We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Well, Sam, these 2 hours have flown by. We're down to about the last 2.5 minutes here. I want to encourage people to go to your Facebook page, Freedom Center USA. Check out the courses that are being offered. Select the ones that are right for you. Give Sam a call and get signed up while you can. I've been using that term, while you can, for a number of years. And while you can, I think, bears more relevance now than it ever has, doesn't it, Sam?
Certainly does, John. We're running out of time. You know, people probably have the next 2 or 3 months to get real training and to start coordinating with their neighbors and putting together a strategy to defend their home, their neighborhood, and their community. If you've put this off, you've put it off too long. You need to get on this, and you need to handle this stuff, and you need to get it handled right away. Because in 3 or 4 months, if you don't have this stuff in place, you'll be reacting and the cost will be enormous. You know, it's kind of a funny thing. My buddy texted me while we were on break. He said, things have changed so much for me. And I said, really? How so? He said, well, in 2019, I would check for my keys, my phone, and my wallet before I left the house. He says, now I check for my keys, my phone, my wallet, my mask, my hand sanitizer, my samurai sword, my Glock, my 6.5 Grendel, my Hornet repellent, my protest signs. I've got my martial arts skills with me. I've got a stress ball, and I've got a bottle of holy water. But that's how I roll in 2020.
A samurai sword.
So I'm just telling you, people, the samurai sword has limited application, and you generally don't want threats to get within contact range of you. So get some handgun training.
Absolutely.
Let Freedom Ring, John. We'll see you next week,
sir.
Brother.
Thank you, sir. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaners, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.